Chris, mixed week for Cardiff Met, a frustrating defeat against Bala, but the team showed great mental strength back to bounce back against Goitre. Was the Bala game just one of those where the ball wouldn't go in the back of the net, and what have you learnt from the defeat?
It was a frustrating afternoon, but I think we let ourselves down the first half. We didn't play particularly well. Saying that, you know, Bala did play well in the first 45 minutes, but the second half was all one way. It was all us. We got the goal back, we hit the crossbar. Will Evans has made the keeper work on two occasions where he really should score. So you're thinking, yeah, OK, 5 minutes to go. We'll take a point even though we should win it. And unfortunately, we give a penalty in the last minute. Will makes a great save and unfortunately bounces back to the midfield when he puts in the back of the net. So yeah, it was a frustrating afternoon, but it's one that you learn from. Every game you learn and to make sure that we speak about the games. The games have to be 95-minute games. They can't be just 85 minutes or 90 minutes. The game goes longer than that. And we've got to be a little bit more critical in both ends of the pitch in order that we get the victories that we need.
How pleased are you for the lads who came in to the side to pick up the win v Goitre? Was there anybody in particular who caught your eye?
It's a bit, you know, we've got a big squad. Last season we looked at our Bucks squad in order to bridge the gap between the so-called second team and the first team. So the Bucks team last year were phenomenal. They won the British University Championships, and that was a great landmark for the club. And it allowed those players some confidence in order that they could step up and make the gap smaller between the Welsh Premier League boys. And they've certainly done that over the summer. Every game those players played some part in those fixtures, and you come into the season and we always earmark that first game against Goitre as where the squad would change. We made 13 changes, only one player survived from the start and 11 from Bala, and that was Will Evans, who hadn't had much game time anyway. And the boys are brilliant. They go to Goitre, we out Goitre. it's a tough old place to go. They're a big physical side, and our young squad did that, and they did it with aplomb as well, because it could have been a few more goals. So it was important that those boys got the feeling of getting their first game under their belt for the season, and they did it, and it's put us in the next round against Pontypridd at home, and it gives those boys also added confidence to come into the squad, so that we know as coaches and myself as manager know that when we need to draw upon these boys, they'll be ready to go.
Well, Adam Rossgrove is in fine form. It's 3 from 3 for him. Just how important is it that he stays fit for Met's chances to finish us in the top half of the table?
Yeah, Adam's started very, very well. He's there. His job is to score goals. The players put the ball in the box for him, so he should score. He's equally as important as everybody else in the team. But coming to strikers, they're always a really important commodity to have. So it is important Adam stays fit, because he's a very good player and no doubt will attract attention from other clubs, but he's equally as important as everybody else within the squad, and we have 25 others that support Adam in that, and I think Adam will be the first to acknowledge it, that he only scores the goals because of the 10 lads behind him.
Well, the next league game is next weekend against Aberystwyth. They've only picked up 1 point so far. What do you know about their style of play, and where are they most dangerous on the pitch?
Yeah, Aberystwyth are a new squad this year. They lost a lot of their old players, and so they're trying to gel as quickly as possible. And we know that from ourselves from last season, that it's tough the initial first games in the Welsh Premier League. You've got to make sure you try and stay solid and as robust as you can and pick up as many points as quickly as possible. So Aber will be a tough game. Any team that goes to Aberystwyth knows they'll be in for a tough afternoon. And we know that ourselves. We'll work equally hard, you know, over the course of the next few days. We've had 3 training sessions this week. We have another session at the weekend, and then we go again next week. And you know, say they've got big lad up top. They've got a good goalkeeper. Their midfield is very strong as well. So we will be going to Aber knowing that it's going to be a tough afternoon, and that we have to be at our best to make sure we get the 3 points.
Well, a big performance versus Aberystwyth, that would set you up nicely for the big game against TNS the following week after. Just how crucial then is it to pick up all 3 points against Aber after last week's defeat?
I think before we look at TNS, we have to look at the Aber game, as you've rightly said, and we will look at Aberystwyth, give them the 100% respect that they deserve, and we'll work for that, and we'll look at the TNS game after the Aberystwyth game, because there's no need to look at that, because you just don't know the context of the game. So our main focus is Aberystwyth next next Saturday afternoon, and after that result, then we'll start the plan for TNS. So it's 100% focused on Aberystwyth at the moment.
Okay, thank you very much, Chris. Thanks for your time.
Cheers.
Cheers.
See you later. Cheers.
I will. Mixed week for Cardiff Met, a frustrating defeat against Bala, but the team showed great mental strength there to bounce back against Goitre. Was the Bala game just one of those where the ball wouldn't go in the back of the net? And what have you learnt from the defeat?
Well, the Bala game was a tough one to take, obviously, because the second half performance was so different to the first. I mean, the first half, we weren't the team that we've shown in the first two games of the season. We had chances in the second half, don't get me wrong, but in the end, we would have taken a draw. Before the game, we would have taken a draw. But unfortunate to lose with the penalty in the last 5 minutes.
Well, how pleased are you for the lads who came into the side to pick up the win versus Goitre? Because yourself, you're the only player who played both games. Was there anyone in particular that came in that caught your eye?
It just shows, again, the depth we have in the squad, how we can use boys from who aren't playing on the Saturday to come straight back in and to beat Goitre, who, all credit to Goitre, a very good side. They'll probably do well in the Div 1 this year. I thought the players who stood out for me, I thought Harry Owen on the left, he was sharp. I thought Kweon on the right, he was very good. But I've got to credit the back four as well. I thought they were solid throughout. They've got two big boys up against them, so I thought Aaron and Matt did very well against them. And the young lad Ridd stepped in at left back and looked comfortable as ever, so really pleasing to see.
Great. Adam Rossgrove is on fine form. That's three from three now for him this season. Just how important is it that he stays fit, just so that Cardiff, you know, can finish in the top half of the league?
Yeah, he's massive for us. I think people have seen a glimpse of him last year, what he can provide, what he can do. As a midfielder, when you're making those balls into the channels, you know he's got bags of pace, so it gives you another passing option. He'll say it himself as well, it's not just an individual game, but more of a team, how we see it. But obviously with him in front of us, in front of goal, I'm more confident than ever that he'll finish most of his chances.
Well, Aberystwyth away next weekend. They've only picked up 1 point so far this season. What do you know about their style of play and where are they most dangerous from?
I've only managed to capture a few bits of Aber, seen them against Barrows in the opening game of the season. A couple of my mates from home play for them, have a little word of them and stuff. But I think they're just finding their feet. They'll definitely be coming into their own very soon. We know they're a strong side, big history, big background. And I think the back four, who I've spoken to, one of the lads, he says they're solid at the back, they just need a couple more goals going forward. And former player, used to play with John Owen on the wing, he's very, very good talent. I mean, he is a danger man for them, and I've seen him in Barry, he did well against them as well.
Well, a big performance versus Aber would set you up nicely for the following game against TNS. Just how crucial then is it to pick up all 3 points against Aber after the defeat at Bala?
Yeah, of course, we want to get back on that winning run. However, we've just got to take one game at a time. So we'll look forward to the Aber one. We've trained hard. We will do next week in preparation for the game. But at the moment, our mindset's on Aber, and hopefully we can pick up all 3 points.
Well done. Hey, thank you. Thanks, Will. Cheers,
no worries,
mate.